Are you scared to start a business because there are so many people already out there doing the same thing and doing it better than you could do it? Is the amount of competition in your chosen business niche scary and overwhelming? Does imposter syndrome get the best of you and stop you before you even start? In this episode, we'll talk about how to study your competition and use what you learn as leverage to grow a successful business. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Kayla from the ecommercemom.com, and you're listening to the e-commerce mom show. More moms than ever are looking for a way to make money online from home without getting overwhelmed in the process. My goal is to help you find the resources and encouragement to start a side hustle or a small business so that you can thrive as a stay-at-home mom while helping your family get ahead financially. Let's get into today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know that we are in a busy holiday season, or the time that I'm recording this is in early December, and I just want to say thank you for taking time out of this busy time of life to hang out with me on the podcast. I am excited to be here for episode 4. We're going to talk about 5 lessons your competition can teach you. So before we get into this, I want to talk about the mindset a little bit that goes behind this, because when we start looking at our competition, we can tend to get in our own head about whatever aspect of our business that we're looking at, or whatever aspect of their business we're looking at, and sometimes we think, I can't do this. These people are doing it so much better than me. I don't know how to build a website. I don't know how to do this. I'm not a graphic designer. I'm not whatever the thing is. I have seen some successful businesses that have flaws on their website. Can you believe that? I have read books by successful authors that have typos in them. We are not perfect people, and progress is much better than perfection in any scenario, pretty much. So I don't know. I mean, we're not going to reach perfection. We're human. So what I want to encourage you is that don't start looking around at your competition and saying, there's no room in the marketplace for me. There's 50,000 other people that are doing it better than I can do it, and I just don't even need to start, whatever this thing is. Do not let the competition keep you from starting a business. They are not you. You have your own unique talents. You have your own unique whatever that you bring to this situation. And you are you. You have your own personality. How many people out there have we stopped listening to? Have we stopped watching their YouTube channel? Have we stopped being friends with? Have we stopped whatever because there's a huge personality clash? And how many people have we in turn, you know, watched their YouTube channel, watch their Instagram stories as soon as we post because we want to know what's going on with them in their life, and we've kind of developed this online relationship with them because we're drawn to their personality. You are not for everyone, and everyone is not for you. And that doesn't mean that you can't be successful. That's actually a really good thing, because you're going to attract the type of people that you're meant to attract and repel the type of people that you're meant to repel. And if people don't like you then and your stuff and just go gaga over it, maybe they're not your people. And so keep that in mind as we're going through this. Don't let, you know, this voice get in your head that you can't do it. Yes, you can do it. I have done so many things with my business that I would have never, ever, ever dreamed that I would do. I was a very shy child, and I am very introverted. I think a lot of people think introverted means shy. It actually does not mean that. It means that we need alone time to recharge. That people sort of drain our batteries. We love people, but we love being around them. But at some point, we have to have a little bit of quiet time to get away from people. If you are a person that's like supercharged and energized by being in a room full of people, then you would be an extrovert. But I was a very shy child, and I would stand behind my mom in a crowd. I remember specifically being at a funeral and standing behind my mom, and I was in my 20s. So I have put myself out there and done a lot of things that nobody would ever think I would have ever been able to do. It's because I didn't let that get the best of me. Now, there are still plenty of stuff that I let get the best of me, and I'm scared to try, but I have improved a lot over the years, and I have this quote on the whiteboard by my desk. It's from Ken Coleman, who's a podcaster and author, and it says, "Stuck is a choice." And I have that there to remind me every day. I heard him say that on his podcast, "Stuck is a choice." And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write that down. I have it there to remind me every single day that being stuck and not moving forward is a choice, and that I can move forward. Because I know I can't. I know that I'm capable of doing it. So I just have to dig deep and find the thing that helps me move forward. So I don't want you to miss out on something that you're supposed to be doing, that you're called to do, because you feel like you're not as good as other people. Well, they can't do everything that you can do either. So just remember that. I want you to be encouraged by it. You can do this. So there's 5 lessons that we can learn from our competition. And the first one I want to talk about is how to run a successful business. What is your competition doing right? What are they doing a good job at? Is their website easy to navigate? Can you find what you're looking for? If you're shopping in an online store, can you find what you're looking for? If you are maybe using someone's service, like maybe they're a virtual assistant and they're helping you with your business, or maybe they're a business coach and they're helping you with, you know, your business that way. Or is it easy to book a call with them? Can you find on their website something really quickly? It's very easy to get discouraged when you can't find something and then just click away from that because it's too much trouble. And people feel bad about your business if you don't have things organized and laid out. And you can also think of your favorite brick and mortar stores. Like, we're talking about online businesses here. Or maybe you have a brick and mortar and you want an online component of it. If you go into one of your favorite brick and mortar stores, like, what are they doing right? Is the checkout process easy? Can you find the products? Is the store clean? Are the people there helpful? Or are they just have an attitude like you're ruining their day because you're asking them for help to find something or to check you out? I've been plenty of stores where the person checking me out acts like I'm bothering them. Like, no, that's not how this works. So think about the successful businesses that you know and what makes them successful. And then when you look up your competition, what is making them successful? Do they have a great product? Do they have good product descriptions? Do they have a good website? Are they nice and friendly people? Are they accommodating? So it can teach you a lot about how to run a successful business just looking at other businesses in that same category that are doing really well. Number 2, one thing that researching your competition can do is to show you what your unique talent or angle is. So maybe you don't know what you're going to do differently, but you're researching and you go, wait a minute, that would be great if it was this way or that way, but not the way that they're presenting it. For example, maybe you want to have a website where you talk about crafts for kids. I was on Etsy the other day looking for something, and there was a suggested search result that was like 5-minute crafts for kids. And I thought, that is awesome. And there were craft kits and there were craft like instructions that you could buy and patterns and all kind of things. That's a unique angle on a crafts for kids website, is the 5-minute crafts. Or maybe it's like easy crafts, or maybe it's not easy. Maybe they're really complicated, but they're for those really artsy kids who need something more than the 5-minute crafts. Like, there's some kids that are not happy with the 5-minute crafts. They want something more detailed. So what is your unique angle? You can find that sometimes by just figuring out where there's a hole in the market and where you can serve people. And you may not know what that is until you start researching your competition. Number 3 is, you can find out how to sort of leverage or share someone's influence. So if there's an influencer out there that's your competition for whatever your thing is that you want to do, is there a way that you could partner with that person to share the influence that they have? Can you collaborate with them? Can you, if you have a YouTube channel, can you make a similar YouTube video and do some sort of collaboration with 4 or 5 different people and you have your unique angle on that thing? I mean, just think about it. If you did videos about cooking in your Instant Pot. I have two Instant Pots. I love them. Not everybody's a fan. I'm a huge fan. You might do one on like easy, you know, kind of dump and go one pot dinners. Someone else might do one that's like kid-friendly meals. Someone else might do one that's like keto or paleo or a specific diet. And you could all have your own angle, but you're doing different things with someone who has a bigger following than you do, with someone who has a bigger following than you do, and you could kind of use their audience, so to speak, because they're going to mention you, because you all are going to have a playlist or something where all your stuff is linked together, and that gives you more exposure. So that's something that your competition can do for you. You can work with them and not against them. So I just want to mention something to you in the middle of this, because we're talking about how we can, you know, study our competition and learn from them and make our businesses better. If you're not to that point yet and you just feel really stuck on your business idea, or there's something that you're just like, man, I've got to get past this, whatever this thing is. Maybe it's like the way you're thinking about it. Maybe it's like a tactical strategy and you need somebody to bounce ideas off of. I offer mom mentorship sessions, and I would love to work with you on your business to see what we can do to start it or grow it. I would love to talk to you, and you can book a free discovery call and we'll just chat. We can do the phone or we can do video if you're comfortable with that. I love to meet people over video chat. It's so much fun. So for you to be able to book that session, all you have to do is go to theecommercemom.com/discovery and book a call. I have my booking calendar there. If something doesn't work for you, let me know and we'll work around that. But if you go away from this podcast episode and you can't remember like what the link was, there will always be a link in the show notes for today's episode. It's theecommercemom.com/episode and the number 4. And that's always the way that the podcast episodes will be able to be found, or the show notes for the podcast. But there is a podcast player there too, so you can play the podcast directly from my website or your other favorite podcasting apps. So it'll always be at theecommercemom.com/episode and then the number of the episode. I wanted to try to make it easy for you to be able to find that. If you don't remember the call URL and you're like, oh, what was that that she said? It's theecommercemom.com/discovery, but you can always contact me through my website. You can DM me on Instagram. You can reply to any of my emails if you're on my email list. There's plenty of ways to get in touch with me. And I can email you the link. It's no big deal. So if you tell me that you want to book a free call, if you know for some reason you forget and you're on Instagram, you're like, oh, I can DM her here and ask. I would be more than happy to give you the link for the call. So I would love to talk to you in one of those free discovery calls if you would like to do that. It's so much fun working with other people on their business ideas, and it just really makes me super happy to be able to do that. So I would love to be able to do that with you. Okay, number 4. Studying your competition can give you product ideas similar to what I was saying about how it can show you what your unique talent or angle is. It can also give you ideas for a product. How can you improve on their product that they already have? How can you improve on their blog post? You know, there's a course I took a while back, and the course creator was talking about when you write blog posts, going out and finding other blog posts that are similar, and if that blog post says 5 ways to do something, you give the person 50 ways or 100 ways to do something. Make it longer, beefier, more detailed than what someone else has. And you would specifically be looking up blog posts that are high in the search results and then seeing how you can improve them. You can also do that with other products. You can do that with digital products. You could do that with physical products. What is your unique angle? Not only can it show us what our unique angle could be, but then when we know what our unique angle could be, we could look at other products and see how we could improve them. If you are selling a platform like Etsy, looking at other products that are successfully selling can give you keyword ideas, it can give you product ideas, and all of this can give you a lot of SEO type research for the idea that you have. You could successfully duplicate another product but put your own spin on it. If you see what's actually selling for people, take that product and put your own angle to it, and you would be successful because if you make a good product, because you know that's something that people really want. And number five, it can teach you what not to do. Oh, it can teach you how not to serve your customers. It can teach you how not to package your items. It can teach you a lot. And I want to give a personal example here. I'm not going to name any names, but I am a reseller. A lot of people know me from my reselling content. And there were two products out there that I used to recommend for bookkeeping. I hate bookkeeping. I don't want to do it. It's a necessary evil and we have to do it. And so I shouldn't say I hate it. It's just not my favorite thing to do. I have plenty of other things that I would like to do besides bookkeeping. And I used to really dread it. And so I was like, you know what? I really have to get a better system than like January trying to figure all this stuff out and put it together. I need a like daily system. And I found a really good spreadsheet and I tested it out. And I tried another couple of different softwares or different things because I don't recommend things unless I know that they're good products. So if I tell you, hey, you need to get this, it's not going to be, well, I heard someone else say it. Like, I use the stuff that I recommend and I want for it to be a good product that I can stand behind, or I'm not going to tell you about it because I'm not trying to sell things to people just to make a commission off of it. Like, that's not what this is about. I only recommend stuff that I like. Now, I love recommending stuff, and a lot of times friends will ask me, have you tried this? Do you have an idea? Do you have a suggestion? Who do you use for this? And I'm like the resources person. So I have to like vet the stuff that I'm going to recommend before, because I don't just give things out unless I say, well, I've heard of this, but I've never tried it. So I was like, I'm going to try these couple different bookkeeping methods and see what works. So I used a spreadsheet. It was fine. I used another software. I found that it was not complete. There was things missing in it, and it was supposed to spit out these reports and give me all my numbers, but it actually was not keeping track of all the numbers that I needed to keep track of. And so I think, well, that's not going to work. So that's off the list. So then I tried another software called My Reseller Genie, and I absolutely love it. And that's what I'm using. But there are a lot of people that really love spreadsheets. And so I still recommended the spreadsheet as well, because not everybody wants a software. Not everybody likes that. Some people just want to purchase a spreadsheet one time. The software had a monthly fee. It's a very low monthly fee, but it's still a monthly fee. It's totally worth it, but maybe that's not your thing. Some people just think in spreadsheets. I, however, do not. I can use them. I don't create them. And so I thought, well, you know, I could pay someone to create a spreadsheet and I could sell that spreadsheet, right? Or I could just be an affiliate for these other people's spreadsheet. So somehow it was brought to my attention that my link for the spreadsheet did not work. I believe I tried to open my link to look at the sales page because I was working on something and I wanted to list the benefits of the product, and I wanted to look at what benefits they listed on the sales page, and I opened it up, it didn't work. And so I emailed them several times, no response. I DM'd them several times, and they were just sort of like, well, we've done all we can do. We don't know why it's not working. And I also emailed the company that they are hosting the spreadsheet sales through, and they told me you need to get with the creator of the sales of the spreadsheet. And I emailed them and asked them multiple times, and then they didn't respond, and then I DM'd them on Instagram several times, and they were not helpful at all. And I had a sales history of actually selling these spreadsheets to people. Not like directly selling them, but I recommended them in my reselling courses. I recommended them in blog posts. If anybody emailed me, I recommended them. Like, I recommended them because they have a great spreadsheet. And guess who doesn't recommend that spreadsheet anymore? Because there is a stark comparison between the way my reseller genie responds to me when I ask a question and the way these spreadsheet people responded to me. They were very rude to me in the DMs, and I was trying to be very patient. And it was over a month and my links were not working. And so, you know what? I only recommend my reseller genie. And you know why? Because they are extremely personable. They're very nice people. And anytime I have a problem, they will screen record a video and show me exactly what I need to do or how to find what I'm looking for. That is the kind of customer service that I want. They give me very detailed explanations. I am an affiliate of their software, and so I asked for certain assets that I needed to be able to do a review. They were more than willing to give that to me. I have done face-to-face meetings with them. They are awesome. These other people could care less about me. And guess what? I don't sell their spreadsheet anymore. Now, I know I'm kind of bitter about that. And you could tell it in my voice. But if you know of people that sell stuff that's similar to yours and you haven't had a good customer experience, think about what is it that you don't want to do that they're doing. And make sure you don't do those things. Because that will turn people off. And now if someone asks me about them, I'll say, you know what? They make a great product, but if you need customer service, you're not going to get it. I mean, if people are selling these things for you and their affiliate commission that they give out is very low. So all they're doing is letting me make extra sales for them. Their affiliate commission is only 10%. So I wasn't hardly making anything off of recommending them in the first place. And this is a digital product. They don't have anything but the initial time to make it unless they paid someone to do it. But still, after that, they've more than made their money back. So if you don't take care of your affiliates, I don't recommend you. And, you know, I'm just very straightforward about that. I'm not going to recommend people. And I want people to know that. I'm not going to recommend something to you, a product that I know has bad customer service. I'm just not. So if you're a reseller, go check out my reseller, Jenny, because they will not leave you in the dark that way. And if you're to the end of this podcast episode, thank you so much for being here. I want to also mention that I have an online business blueprint for you. If you go to theecommercemom.com/blueprint, you can download it. And also at the end of that, I believe it has a link for you to be able to book the mom mentorship session. So if you want to have that, it's also in there. But if you are stuck and you don't know what to do and you don't know what comes first, second, or third, and we get all crazy about that, like, oh, I'm gonna do the wrong thing, or I'm gonna mess this up, I'm doing step four, but like, should I really be on doing the thing that's step four? Like, maybe I didn't do step one, two, and three. What are step one, two, and three? I don't know. If you can't figure out the order of things and you're like stuck and you're not doing anything because you don't know what to do first or last or whatever, go download that blueprint and it will get you on the right track. It's theecommercemom.com/blueprint. You can print it out, stick it on the wall, check off this stuff as you do it. Like, it will get you going in the right direction. So thank you so much for being here. I have been so excited to record these episodes and I've so much enjoyed hanging out with you. I know this is a longer episode, a little bit in part because of my rant. But when I have a point to make, I try to make it. So anyway, until the next episode, I hope you have a wonderful week and I'll see you next time.